If you like the music of Klaus Wunderlich, then you won't find a better selection than on this special edition. Welcome to Organ First Radio. Yes, indeed. Celebrating what might have been his 80th birthday this month, I've dusted off some of the legendary musician's greatest and most entertaining recordings. And what better way than to commence it but with an overture, which will be found on his very latest double CD. Here then, from the year 1973, is the exciting Versirama Overture.
Thank you.
Versirama Overture, just one of 38 exciting tracks on the very latest double CD titled Sound Explosion, which comes from Bell Music in Germany, who for the past 12 years have steadily been reissuing many of the Wunderlich recordings, especially those from his very early recording days, the days when he could only be found on 45 RPM discs playing popular tunes of the day, such as this selection, one that he recorded on two occasions some years apart, and both of which are now available on the Recollections CD. Here's a selection from My Fair Lady. From My Fair Lady. And accompanying that track, you saw, perhaps for the first time, some of the 45 RPM disc sleeves, all of which came from Klaus's private collection. Well, even before those early recordings once again became available via Bell Music, a few of them did make their way to this country. But then it wasn't long before the LP format began to take over, and Telefunken, to whom he was now under exclusive contract, began to release some of the 45 RPM tracks on the more popular longer playing time format, the LP. Well, this one is from his very first LP. It's titled Hammond, Special for Dancing. Thank you. lively 2 o'clock jump and the Hammond organ being put through its paces. It'd be fair to say that that was the kind of sound and playing that first got Klaus noticed in England, and for many of those early recordings a rhythm group, comprising of guitar, bass and drums, accompanied him. In later years he dispensed with their services and provided all the rhythm backing himself. Before the days when he was persuaded to play the Hammond organ, Klaus was already a very accomplished pianist and accordionist, and on this LP, issued in 1963, he's playing piano in typical dance tempo style. Whispering and Rocket Plane, the latter one being one of his own many compositions. As a former accordionist, one can only imagine the fun that he had when he was teamed by the Telefunken marketing people to record a session with Hubert Denninger, himself a famous exponent of the accordion. Thank you. Dark Eyes, a duet there with Hubert Deringer on accordion and Klaus Vondelisch on Hammond. And apart from the playing, one of the other interesting aspects of those very early stereo recordings was the very noticeable left and right channel separation, often called ping-pong stereo. Thus, with not one, but two very talented players there, you had the added bonus of the sound engineer adding his skills to the final result. Many artists were at that time discovering the novelty of double tracking, and Klaus certainly embraced this medium from time to time. One such recording has turned out to be quite rare, because when the time came to reissue one of his early LP recordings, Hammond Concerto, the final track, that of the famous Richard Addison composition The Warsaw Concerto, the master tape was no longer playable, and so it now only exists on the original LP. So, with obvious use of double tracking procedures, this is Klaus at the piano and the Hammond M3 model.
Thank you.
The now rare track of Klaus doubling on piano and Hammond and the Warsaw Concerto. Whilst on the subject of his rare recordings, this next one is also in that bracket, because apart from never having been issued in England, to the best of my knowledge anyway, I've never seen any copies for sale on eBay. Add to that fact that this is the only full commercial LP that he made with a vocal group. The LP was called Kauf der einen bunten Luftballon, and from it here's Klaus in the company of the vocal group with the old standard, Bessemer Mucho. Bessemer Mucho. In the late 60s, and now beginning to really get recognised for his unique style of playing and musical arrangements, the marketing people at Telefunken dreamed up the first of what turned out to be some of his best sellers, certainly amongst the pop music fans. There was a series of 10 volumes, which all went under the generic title of Hammond Pops, which in turn was followed in the 70s with 5 volumes in another series titled Hits Again. Came the year of 1974, and with it the birth of his new pop organ sound. On a very rare recording, this is how Klaus introduced it to the world's media.
Entschuldigen Sie bitte, dass ich einmal kurz unterbreche. Wissen Sie, welches Orchester das ist? Ja? Das ist gar kein Orchester. Das sind 3 elektronische Orgeln mit Rhythmusgruppe. Wenn Ihnen jetzt die Sache wunderlich vorkommt, dann sind Sie der Lösung schon ziemlich nahe. Ich heiße nämlich Klaus Wunderlich und was Sie soeben hören, ist mein neuer Sound, mein New Pop Organ Sound.
Kansas City, Dan the Banjo Man and Carnival, featuring the new pop organ sound, which at that time he created by the use of the Hammond H100, the Lowry H253 and the Versi 248S. The sound became an instant success and to this day is still very much copied by other organists, although, to be fair, they don't have to use three different organs. In 1981, I had the very great pleasure of interviewing Klaus, and I asked him about some of the recordings that he'd made in the 70s using synthesizers. This is what he had to say.
Synthesizers, yes. I have seen this. It was very long ago. Maybe it was 10 years ago. I have seen at first a synthesizer at the Frankfurt Fair, and I have bought one. I was very happy with it, and I have produced 3 records. And I was very successful with this sound in England, but not in Germany. So the German people, they have told me, you play better organ. And so my synthesizer is in a corner. He looks at me and does nothing.
Yes. Synthesizer music can be very offensive, a very aggressive, but also can be very beautiful.
Yes.
You obviously tried to make it as beautiful as possible?
Yes. I have tried to bring feeling in the sound with my synthesizer, and I think that was okay. Nowadays, the modern organ, what I use now, the Welsi organ, is so good. I have also some synthesizer effects, wah-wah, and some slalom effects.
Does a synthesizer record take you longer to produce than an organ record?
Yes, I need twice as time. I need double time. It is so, a synthesizer, you can only play single notes, not chords, and all things you must do in multi-track technique. It takes a long time for recording such a record.
We'll be right back. Given the correct title, that was The Glowworm, but of course Klaus retitled it for the purposes of that LP as Mosquito Killer. Well, when you start to dissect that track, and knowing that it was all done using single notes and complex multi-tracking, the hours that must have gone into the production are incalculable. So, did he have any help?
When I make records, nobody can disturb me. No, yeah. I want to be alone.
Is this something that occupies you solely from the minute you get up in the morning to when you go to bed?
Mostly I start at 8 o'clock in the morning. I get up very early every day. And then I work normally until maybe 6 o'clock. And then I go upstairs to the next room and I can have a talk with my wife and eat. And then I will do nothing.
Well, in complete contrast to The Mosquito Killer, this next track sums up just how Klaus could take three diverse keyboards, the Hohner Electro Piano, the Hohner Clavinet D6, and the Hohner String Melody, and create what is, to my mind, one of the most beautiful of all his recordings. He called it Dream Concerto, though when it was reissued in 1997, the title was Dream Melodies. Whichever, here's a most delightful version of Just a Gigolo. Just a Gigolo. I've often wondered which of all his recordings turned out to be the most popular. After all, he was the recipient of 13 gold discs and one gold cassette, and it was that very topic that I spoke to him about in 1981.
Now, so far, Klaus, we've talked about your records and your sales figures over here in England and on the continent, but I understand recently that you have just received some kind of award from America with regard to the record which you produced called In the Miller Mood.
Yes, it's true. I have got a golden board and a letter. On the golden board is written that In the Miller Mood is the third best organ record in America.
And the record itself, did you have the idea for producing that record, or was that again from the record company?
No, that came from England. A few years ago, Wunderlich shall make record with Glenn Miller tunes, and then I have done this.
Was the attempt to try and copy as much as you could the Glenn Miller sound with the trumpets and this kind of big band sound?
Yes, with a wealthy organ it is possible to imitate the Miller sound very well. But sometimes I have a little bit changed the Miller sound. I have brought in strings and a solo violin. That the record is not only like the Glenn Miller sound. A little bit different.
Home, and that was taken from the original LP recording. Staying with the big band sound, there was an early period in his career when Klaus went out on tour as accompanist to famous German vocalist Katharina Valenti, and additionally he did do some broadcasts. Well, he recorded Tico Tico a number of times, but only this once with Werner Müller and the RIAS radio station Dance Orchestra. Thank you. Unfortunately, it's been impossible to cover so many other recordings that Klaus made during his time with us. But thanks to Bell Music in Germany, and not forgetting Klaus's close friend and recording engineer Werner Kuhlhammer, who's made it a labour of love to bring so many of his recordings back to life again, a great many of them are still available right now, and MSS do carry stocks of most of them. The very latest double CD, titled Sound Explosion, is available this month, and it contains recordings from some early demonstration discs that he did for the Versi Organ Company, one of which, of course, was the Versirama Overture, which opened the show today. None of the tracks on the new CD have ever been issued commercially until now. We commence the show with an overture which Klaus wrote, and so to close this special 80th year tribute to the undisputed king of the electronic organ, here's an overture he didn't write, but which is thought to be one of the very last recordings he ever made. It's titled Donna Diana. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, and the music of the maestro himself. Bye for now.
Thank you. Organ First Radio is produced and presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.